Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English Podcast. Press release. Reminder to Muslims of the sanctity of the Muslim, his blood, his wealth, and his honor. The media circulated the news of the horrific crimes that occurred in the city of Al-Fashir in Sudan, of killing, rape, and displacement that led to the displacement of thousands of families. And the question that presents itself, how can it be easy for a Muslim who testifies that there is no God but Allah and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah and believes in the last day, how can it be easy for him, the blood of his Muslim brother, his wealth and his honor, how can it be easy for him to terrify him? And the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا يحل لمسلم أن يروع مسلما. It is not lawful for a Muslim to frighten a Muslim. And indeed, such a thing happened before in a number of the lands of the Muslims, such as Syria, Egypt, Yemen, Libya, Iraq, and others. Has it become absent from the Muslims, the sanctity of the blood of some of them upon others? Indeed, it is known from the deen by necessity, the prohibition of killing the Muslim deliberately. By the decisive text of the Quran, Allah Almighty says,
وَمَن يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا.
And whoever kills a believer intentionally, his recompense is hell, wherein he will abide eternally, and Allah has become angry with him and has cursed him and has prepared for him a great punishment. Surah An-Nisa 93. Is there any aggravation more severe than this in the punishment of the deliberate killer? And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, كل المسلم على المسلم حرام دمه وماله وعرضه. All the Muslim is inviolable for the Muslim, his blood, his wealth, and his honor. And it was from the last of what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised in the farewell sermon, the prohibition of the Muslim, his blood, wealth, and honor upon the Muslim. And the Sharia texts are abundant in the obligation of preserving the sanctities of the Muslim, and the Sharia strongly intensified the threat regarding whoever violates something of these sanctities. What is with you, O Muslims? Is it conceivable that a Muslim would violate the sanctities of his brother among the Muslims merely because he possessed a weapon? With such ease, can the colonial kuffar disbelievers control some of the Muslims and provide them with power and weapons and make them violate the sanctities of their brothers among the Muslims? How does a policeman or a soldier in the armies of the Muslims raise the weapon in the face of the safe inhabitants? Does he think it benefits him before Allah Almighty to say that he is a commanded servant? O Muslims, you must realize the danger of this matter and its magnitude with Allah Almighty. For the killer of a Muslim deserves the anger of Allah, deserves his curse and his expulsion from his mercy, and deserves eternity in hellfire. For as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا يزال العبد في فسحة من دينه ما لم يصب دما حراما. A believer remains within the scope of his religion as long as he does not shed blood unlawfully. So, whatever sins he commits, short of deliberate killing, he remains within a space in his religion. But with deliberate killing, he loses that space, loses success, and is struck by the anger of Allah Almighty, and no excuse benefits him, even if his Muslim brother confronted him with a weapon. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إذا التقى المسلمان بسيفهما فالقاتل والمقتول في النار قيل هذا القاتل فما بال المقتول قال إنه كان حريصا على قتل صاحبه. When two Muslims confront each other with their swords, then the killer and the killed are in the fire. It was said, this is for the killer, but what is the case of the killed? He said, he was eager to kill his companion. And if a questioner asks what he should do in such a situation, then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam answers this question regarding the occurrence of tribulations. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ بَيْنَ يَدَيِ السَّاعَةَ فِتَنًا كَقِطَعَ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ. يصبح الرجل فيها مؤمنا ويمسي كافرا، ويمسي مؤمنا ويصبح كافرا. القاعد فيها خير من القائم، والماشي فيها خير من الساعي. فكاسروا قسيكم واقطعوا أوتاركم واضربوا سيوفكم بالحجارة، فإن دخل يعني على أحد منكم فليكن كخير ابني آدم. Before the hour there will be tribulations, like patches of dark night. A man will be a believer in the morning and a disbeliever in the evening, or a believer in the evening and a disbeliever in the morning. The one sitting during them is better than the one standing. The one standing is better than the one walking, and the one walking is better than the one running. So break your bows, cut your bowstrings, and strike your swords against stones. And if someone enters upon one of you to kill him, then let him be like the better of the two sons of Adam. To every Muslim, to every officer, soldier, and policeman, to everyone who possesses a weapon, indeed Allah Almighty granted us reason to think with it, and He obligated us to use it correctly. A person must not act, do anything, or utter any word before knowing its legal ruling, and knowing the legal ruling requires understanding the reality upon which the ruling is to be applied. Therefore, the Muslim must possess political awareness to perceive matters as they truly are, and not to be dragged behind the schemes of the colonial disbelievers who do not want good for us nor for Islam, and who strive earnestly with all power, deception, and cunning to tear us apart, to control our lands, and to plunder our capabilities and resources. So how can a Muslim accept to be a tool in the hands of those colonial disbelievers or an executor of the orders of their agents? Does he covet a little share of the perishing worldly goods and thus lose his hereafter, being among the people of the fire eternally, therein accursed and expelled from the mercy of Allah? Does a Muslim accept to please any of the weak created humans while angering Allah Almighty, in whose hand is the dominion of this world and the hereafter? Read the saying of Allah Almighty and determine your stance. وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا أُولَئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. And we have certainly created for hell many of the jinn and mankind. They have hearts with which they do not understand, they have eyes with which they do not see, and they have ears with which they do not hear. Those are like cattle, rather they are more astray. It is they who are the heedless. Al-A'raf 179. Do you accept to be like the cattle, rather more astray than them, so that you do not benefit from your eyes, nor your ears, nor your minds, and you become among the people of the fire? O Muslims, indeed, Hizb al-Tahrir warns every Muslim against taking from a Muslim anything of his blood, his wealth, and his honor, and warns you of the anger of Allah Almighty and His severe punishment. By Allah, the matter is serious and not a jest, so do not be among the heedless who do not wake up except at death, when there is no time for regret and when no soul's faith will benefit it if it had not believed before or earned good through its faith. And do not be deceived by the little enjoyment of the world, for it will vanish inevitably, and indeed death is nearer to one of you than the straps of his sandal. So let none of you allow himself to take anything from his brother without right. And indeed, Hizb al-Tahrir calls you to raise your level of political awareness, to adhere to the rulings of Allah Almighty, and to work with it to rule by what Allah has revealed, so that the hands of the colonial disbelievers and their agents are lifted from you, and their plots in our lands are thwarted. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَأَنَّهُ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصَّةً وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. O you who have believed, respond to Allah and to the Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. And know that Allah intervenes between a man and his heart, and that to Him you will be gathered. And fear a trial which will not strike those who have wronged among you exclusively. and know that Allah is severe in penalty. Al-Anfal 24-25. The Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.